from Ballymoney in County Antrim, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you with us today as we spend 15 minutes around the Word of God, preaching Christ in all His fullness. Leslie Curran here, saying hello once again and welcome in the Saviour's name. May I take just a moment to tell you of our new magazine? It's called the Let the Bible Speak Quarterly, and it's available now free of charge. In the first issue, the theme is God, the World, and the Christian, and there are various articles under that theme. We've also got some Let the Bible Speak news, a Bible study on the book of Hosea, a feature article, and some Easter meditations. Now, if you would like a free copy, then please write to us requesting it, and we'll be glad to send you one. Letting the Bible Speak today is the Reverend Ivan Foster, and here he is.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to our program. We've reached the end of chapter 4, and this is our final study in the wonderful miracle performed by the Savior when he spoke that word of power and calmed the storm upon the Sea of Galilee. But before I turn you to the Word of God, and as you're listening to the hymn we're about to play, this will give you an opportunity to make sure your Bible's to hand, and also that little notebook that will provide you with the opportunity of jotting down any Bible references that we make so that you can look them up at your leisure. Now, before we come to the Bible study, let's have a gospel hymn. It's by some gentleman from the Greenville area of South Carolina in the United States, and they're going to sing a lovely hymn. There's Room at the Cross, and these fellows can really sing, so I know you'll enjoy them.
The cross upon which Jesus died is a shelter in which we can hide, and its grace so free is sufficient for me, and deep is its fountain as wide.
I told you, they can sing, but better than the sweetness of the singing is the preciousness of the word. Praise God, there is room at the cross. It's the devil's favorite lie to say to a poor sinner, there's no room for him or for her at the cross of Calvary. But I tell you today that Paul the Apostle said that he was the chief of sinners. He was the chief of sinners, and yet he found mercy. And if the chief of sinners has found there was room at the cross, then today there's room for you. If you're not saved, listening to these words, may God trouble your heart. And if your heart is troubled, and the Lord has been dealing with you, then I urge upon you today to come to Christ. You can do so. And let me just follow this little theme. You can do so by even now just bowing your head and saying, Lord, be merciful to me, a sinner. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. That's what Peter said on the day of Pentecost. May you call upon the name of the Lord today. Now we're going to turn in our Bibles to the closing verses of chapter 4 of the Gospel of Mark. We'll read from verse 38 just to remind ourselves of what it is we have been looking at. And he was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on a pillow. And they awake him and say unto him, Master, carest thou not that we perish? And he arose and rebuked the wind and said unto the sea, Peace be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. And he said unto them, Why are ye so fearful? How is it that ye have no faith? And they feared exceedingly, and said one to another, What manner of man is this, that even the wind and the sea obey him? We come to the last study here. We were looking last week at how the Savior stood up and rebuked the wind and the waves, and by the power of his word, brought the storm to an instant end. And we were saying that the Lord Jesus rules the universe by the power of his word. It is by the power of his word that all things are sustained. But it is also by the power of his word that men are converted. The storm of sin that grips men and tosses men up and down, that storm will end when God in mercy speaks that saving word of grace to the heart. We also noted how that the Savior will one day bring the raging storm of rebellion that presently breaks upon the surface of this old world. He'll bring it all to an end one day when he arises to come forth in his glory. But when the Savior had rebuked the wind and rebuked the waves and brought the storm to an end, he then turned to his disciples. And he rebuked them. He rebuked them. He said unto them, Why are ye so fearful? How is it that ye have no faith? What a sinful thing unbelief is. What a sinful thing unbelief is. We can't begin to imagine the greatness of the sinfulness of unbelief. People make a joke of unbelief. There are those who would even glory in their unbelief. They believe that it's a mark of intellectualism not to believe. But let me tell you, God doesn't hold that view. And a little thought on your part would cause you to understand why it is that God doesn't hold that view. No one likes to be called a liar. And unbelief calls God a liar. When God speaks, unbelief says, I can't believe you. I can't accept what you say. Oh, grasp today how sinful, how rebellious, how wicked it is to disbelieve God. And the disciples were in a state of unbelief here. They disbelieved the Lord. They saw the storm, and they were swept away by unbelief. They said, we're going to perish. They didn't say, don't worry, the Savior's here. And with Christ in the vessel, as the little chorus goes, we can smile at the storm. All will be well. Christ is here. We can trust in him. We can depend on him. No, they didn't say that. They rushed up to him and they shook him awake and they said, carest thou not that we perish? They added sin to sin by charging Christ with not caring for them. I tell you, unbelief is a sin. It breeds fear. It breeds fear. Why are ye so fearful, the Savior says? Why are ye so fearful? You remember the story of David and Goliath? Well, if you look at that story in the Bible, and you'll find all about it, or read all about it, in 1 Samuel and the chapter 17, you will find that the army of Israel was in great fear of Goliath. In great fear of Goliath. They were trembling, and every time he spoke, it says, or shouted, they ran away. But David came, and he didn't run away. He wasn't fearful. He said even to the king, don't be frightened. I'm a nobody, but I believe God. And I'm going to go out there, and in God's name I will confront the giant. And by God's help, I'm going to slay him. So don't be frightened, Saul. Don't be frightened, men of Israel. Unbelief breeds fear. The one who's resting in Christ enjoys peace. Peace in the face of life's troubles. Peace in the face of death. Peace in the face of eternity. Do you know the peace of God today? You will, if you're believing in Jesus. Unbelief sets us against Christ. Unbelief causes us to look upon the Lord as an enemy. These disciples rushed up to Christ, shook him, and said, carest thou not that we perish? These were the words, not of disciples, not of friends, not of followers. These were the words of critical opponents. Carest thou not that we perish? Unbelief will turn you and make you into an enemy of the Lord. It'll set you against his word. It'll set you against his truth. I call on you today to believe God, to believe his word, to believe his gospel. Jesus Christ preached this message. Repent and believe the gospel. May you believe God's word today. God bless you.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, coming from Ballymoney, County Antrim. We count it a privilege to bring the gospel of Christ to you in all its biblical fullness, and I trust that you've enjoyed today's program. If you've been challenged, encouraged, or helped in any way, we'd like to hear from you. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT 53 6PE. Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT 53 6PE. Thank you for listening today. We're on the air here on Gospel AM each morning, Monday to Friday at 9:30. So do remember to join us at this time as we let the Bible speak.